Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 13. The lazy person claims there's a lion out there. If I go outside, I might be killed. There's so much blunt truth in the book of Proverbs, and here the writer laughs at the lazy person who's always got an excuse for doing nothing. On this particular day, he fears that there might be a lion outside, and so is concerned that he might get killed. He considers that he's got the perfect excuse for staying at home and doing nothing. The writer of these proverbs spent a lot of time reflecting on lazy people, because he was so fearful of the disease of laziness. He saw that it led to poverty and distress, and was keen for everyone to focus their attention on ants, who were the exact opposite. In Proverbs chapter 6, he wrote, "Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise." Ants are always busy and effective in their work, and we can all learn from them. I'm not accusing you of laziness. I'll leave you to reflect on the issue, although I'm inclined to think that we all have areas of our lives where we can let laziness creep in. I know I can. However, it's good for us to recognise that God has got work for us all to do, and he wants us to be fully engaged with it. He would never want us to be overworked. Rather, he wants us to work effectively, because in that way we'll find the fulfilment and wholeness that he intends for us. Everything in Proverbs is focused on encouraging us to live wisely, which means living in a way that is in line with God's will. The writer does everything he can to say how wonderful it is to embrace the path of wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 3, he writes, "Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her." No wonder he's so anxious that people shouldn't waste their lives on being lazy. So let me ask you a question. Are you ever lazy? And if so, what do you learn from the book of Proverbs? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to learn from the example of the ants and to work effectively for you. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.